I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. International election observers say there were significant irregularities in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Post-election violence is growing. Medical Teams International is working with refugees in neighboring Uganda. The ministry's president, Bas van der Zalm, says almost every day now they're seeing 20 to 50 refugees coming into the camp. Churches in the camp are helping, though. Pray many will turn to Christ as they do. And the fate of religious freedom may have been saved. Open Doors USA reports that the U.S. House will keep the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom afloat. The commission's been hanging by a thread for the last couple of months as the House has debated whether or not to reauthorize its funding. This development means the commission will stay on the lookout for religious persecution. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get email updates daily. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.